You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
We're speaking with Ambassador Yoram Ettinger, one of the most thoughtful and, I think, insightful of the policy practitioners in his own country and indeed in the world today when it comes to matters involving the Middle East and the stakes for the free world of what is developing there, notably as Iran has been emboldened and becomes ever more aggressive in league with its Russian and Syrian and Hezbollah allies. Mr. Ambassador, you were sort of chronicling how the threats that the Iranians are representing in Syria are really metastasizing, and the kinds of steps that Israel has taken to date to stop the progress of this increasing threat from Iran. Bibi Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel, has spoken of having a free hand in Syria. Do you anticipate that as Iran keeps pressing forward, as the Russians presumably provide some kind of political, at least, if not actual military cover, anti-aircraft missile coverage and the like, that we're looking at a flashpoint for a new regional conflict between Israel and Iran starting in Syria?
Well, certainly there is such a threat to further intensify the already existing regional instability, probably regional insanity and unpredictability, and such intensification will occur if the United States and other powers are not going to contain Iranian perpetration into this perpetration of violence in Syria and beyond Syria.
Do you have a specific recommendation? I know, Ambassador Ettinger, that you were in the United States the past few weeks. What were you saying to your interlocutors here about the role the United States needs to play at the moment in this particular context?
Well, this administration in the U.S., unlike the previous one, is aware that the July 2015 Iran nuclear agreement was very, very detrimental to regional and global stability, and particularly to America's best interest. However, what I heard in Washington during the last few weeks has been too much attention given to the European stance on Iran. The Europeans have lost the will to flex their muscle. They probably are losing gradually their muscle, and it would be the worst development for the U.S. to follow in the footsteps of Europe in general, and certainly in the context of the Iranian threat. What I have suggested to interlocutors in Washington and other parts of the U.S., which I visited during the recent months, has been to do everything possible to reassure their the pro-U.S. Arab countries of the U.S. determination to stop Iran. This cannot be limited to attempts to stop the nuclearization of Iran. The immediate threat, the real clear and present threat to the House of Saud and to Sheikh Sabah in Kuwait and to Sheikh Khalifa in Bahrain and to the Abu Dhabi and Dubai and certainly to Jordan and Egypt is the Iranian machete. This machete is already at the throat of the Saudis and at the throat of every single pro-American Arab regime in the Gulf. Expect the U.S. to continue in negotiation with Iran. They expect the U.S. to remove the machete from their throat. The removal of the machete from the throat cannot be done through diplomacy, obviously. The only way to send a clear message to the Ayatollahs that they cannot sustain the current policy, a clear message cannot be delivered diplomatically. It has to be delivered in a very tangible manner, which would exert price from the Ayatollahs. Syria can be such a platform, but more importantly, I believe it's Iraq and the Gulf itself. At this stage, the U.S. is still enhancing the performance of the Iraqi military, which in fact is subordinated to the Ayatollahs. And the U.S. continued support of the Iraqi military only serves the Iranians, just like the U.S. again war against ISIS serves the Iranians, unless the U.S. carries those actions one step further, which means to clip the wings of the Ayatollahs.
This is an incredibly important point. And Yoram Edinger, one of the things that I think you've usefully introduced here is, of course, that there is now a commonality of interest between your own country, Israel, and nations that have long been at pains to treat it as an adversary, if only in public, while recognizing the importance of Israel to their own security interests. And those would include, of course, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, Jordan, Egypt. Talk a little bit, if you would, about the emerging, effectively, an alliance between Israel and these Arab states in dealing with their mutual enemy and ours, Iran.
Well, certainly we're talking about a permanent state of conflict between Jordan and Syria. We're talking about a permanent threat by Syria on Jordan.
I think the point you're making is basically that Israel is an indispensable asset to these Arab nations as they contend with this mortal threat from your mutual enemy and ours, Iran. Let's pause, and when we come back, I want to describe for our audience, Ambassador Edinger, a little bit more about some of the other players in the region and Israel's relationship with them at the moment, notably Turkey under Recep Tayyip Erdogan. That and more straight ahead.